The game is called Hodie, which is Latin for this day.
We really wanted a name that captured the idea of living in the moment.
That's Emily Rinkema. She and Deb Emerson have both seen loved ones struggle with dementia.
My father-in-law had Alzheimer's, and once he was no longer able to leave the facility he was in, we really struggled to find something to do with him that was meaningful and engaging.
One of the things that worked best were family photo albums.
He didn't remember who he was looking at or any of the stories of the photos, but he would just stare at them and we would talk about what he was seeing, and it was just these amazing bright moments.
The bright moments that Emily Rinkema remembers sharing with her father often involved playing cards. Gin Rummy was their favorite until his Parkinson's disease worsened.
And as he progressed through dementia, cards became more and more challenging. And a big part of that was the rules.
Rinkema and Emerson began talking about ways to make a card game without rules, using photographs. A game that would be flexible and enjoyable whether you had dementia or not. A game whose sole purpose was to help people connect. It took several prototypes, but they eventually came up with a square-shaped deck of cards, 23 pairs, each with a beautiful photograph of a bird.
From hawks and osprey to songbirds and sparrows.
This is Peter Riley, the Vermont-based nature photographer who supplied the images.
Some birds are in flight, some are perched, some are singing, and they're very colorful.
Hodie is not the first game targeted to people with dementia or memory problems, but it may be one of the most free-form. Rinkema and Emerson say they designed the cards to be easy to handle and feel good to the touch. The rest, they say, is up to the user. Invent your own game, or sort the images into pairs or by color, or just talk about which of the birds you've seen before or not. The goal is connecting, which experts say is key.
Being socially isolated, that's like one of the worst things possible for the brain.
Dr. John Steele Taylor is a neurologist at UVM Medical Center. He says that while strategizing games can help stimulate the brain, which is helpful with dementia, data shows connecting with others is even better.
Social interactions, especially if they have a leisurely component or a physical activity component, that's ultimately the best way to exercise the brain.
Renee Reiner is co-owner of Phoenix Books. She says both her father and grandfather died of Alzheimer's disease, and she was excited to be among the first retailers to sell Hodie cards. She says she brought the game to a dear friend with dementia, a woman Reiner says used to sing with her in Noyana, a Burlington-based hospice choir.
And so we're walking through the deck, my girlfriend and I, and we come upon a red-winged blackbird. And she looks at the bird, and she looks me in the eye, and she says, "Blackbird, there's a song." And I said, "Yes, there is a song, because Noyana sings Blackbird by the Beatles." And I sang along to her for a while, and she was able to hung along. And it was just a charming, endearing moment.
Hodie cards cost $25 online. Emily Rinkema and Deb Emerson say feedback has been strong enough that a second set with photos of classic cars is currently in production. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nina Kack.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. This moment.